Welcome back, and let's get into some serious low-end pressure. In this lesson, we're building a classic drum and bass bassline sequence in Ableton Live 12 designed for heavyweight sub impact, jungle energy, and that old-school 90s roll. The goal here is not just to make a bass sound big on its own. The real goal is to make it feel deep, controlled, and locked in with the drums, so the whole groove hits harder. If you're new to this, don't worry. We're keeping it beginner-friendly, but I want you thinking like a producer from the start. Sub first, rhythm second, tone third. That order matters a lot in DNB. First, set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a more classic jungle feel, stay closer to 170 or 172. If you want a slightly more modern pressure vibe, push it a little higher. Then create a few tracks, one for drums, one for sub bass, one for mid bass, and optionally one for atmospheres or effects. Before you write any bass, get the drums moving. Even a simple breakbeat pattern will do. Put the kick on beat 1, the snare on 2 and 4, and add hats or chopped break slices for motion. This is important because the bass line needs to dance around the drums, not fight them. In drum and bass, the groove lives in that relationship. Now let's build the sub bass. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. For a clean, solid sub, keep it simple. Use oscillator as a sine wave and turn the other oscillators off. You can leave the filter off or use only a very gentle low pass if needed. Set the voices to 1, because we want a mono bass. If you want a little glide between notes, you can add a tiny bit of portamento, but keep it subtle. For the envelope, start with a fast attack, around 0 milliseconds. Use a short decay, maybe 200 to 400 milliseconds, and keep the sustain very low or off if you want short, punchy notes. Release should also stay short. The idea is to get tight note lengths that leave space in the groove. A big, endless sub note can sound impressive in solo, but in a DNB mix it often smears the rhythm. Now write a simple 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI pattern. A good beginner rhythm is to place notes on beat 1, the end of 1, around beat 2 and a half, beat 3, the end of 3, and beat 4. You do not need to use every space. In fact, the power comes from leaving some space. Think of the bass as answering the drums, almost like a conversation. Keep the notes low, usually around C1 to C2. That range gives you proper sub pressure without going too low for the system to handle cleanly. If you go too low, you can lose clarity instead of gaining weight. Now pay close attention to note length. Indeed, NB, note length is basically groove control. Some notes should be short and dry so the kick can punch through. Some can be a little longer to create weight. This push and pull is what gives jungle and old-school bass lines that rolling feel. Try making the downbeat note a little longer, then keep the offbeat notes shorter and more percussive. If you want a classic old-school movement, add a touch of glide. Keep it smooth and subtle, not flashy. Glide works best when notes are moving by small intervals or when the bass is answering itself in a call-and-response pattern. Too much glide can make it feel like a modern EDM lead instead of a pressure bass line. Next, let's add a mid-bass layer. A pure sine sub is essential, but on small speakers it can disappear, so we'll build a support layer using wave-eatable or analog. Try a saw-based or square-based wave-eatable, and keep it monophonic. Use a low-pass filter with a bit of resonance, and add a little drive so it has some bite. A good chain for the mid-bass is wave-eatable, then saturator, then auto-filter, then compressor or glue compressor, and maybe a tiny bit of chorus ensemble if you want a little width. Be careful with width, though. We want the mid layer to help the bass speak, not to make the low end messy. Now let's process the bass properly. On the sub track, use EQ8 to remove any unnecessary high end, and keep the fundamental clean. Add a little saturator, just enough to bring out some harmonics, and then use utility to keep it centered in mono. The sub should stay locked in the middle. That's non-negotiable if you want a strong low end. On the mid bass track, you can shape the tone a bit more aggressively. Use EQ8 to gently high pass below the sub range if needed. Add saturator until the bass has character, then use auto filter to tame any harsh brightness. A compressor can help smooth out peaks, and utility can keep the layer mostly centered. If you go too wide down low, the bass can lose focus fast. Now for one of the most important parts, sidechaining. Put a compressor on your bass bus or on both bass layers, and sidechain it to the kick. Start with a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, an attack between 1 and 10 milliseconds, and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then adjust the threshold until the kick punches through cleanly. The key here is subtle ducking, not a huge pumping effect unless that's specifically the vibe you want. For jungle and old school DNB, the bass should feel like it breathes with the kick. not bounce like a pop track. Now let's make the sequence feel more like jungle. A good bass line usually has a phrase, not just a loop. Even if it's only one or two bars, it should feel like it has a beginning, a reply, and a turnaround. That's where variation comes in. Try changing one note every two or four bars. You could add a pickup note at the end of the phrase, remove a hit before the snare, or extend a note so the loop feels like it leans forward into the restart. You can also use velocity to create movement. Louder notes act like accents, while softer notes feel like ghost movements. That's a great old-school trick, because it adds life without overcrowding the pattern. One big beginner mistake is making the bass too busy. If you fill every 16th note, the groove often loses impact. Remember, in heavy DNB, space is weight. Let the kick and snare breathe. Let the bass speak, then leave a gap so the listener feels the impact. If your bass line sounds busy but not heavy, simplify it. Seriously, that usually works. Also, check your pattern at low volume. If the groove still makes sense quietly, you've probably got a strong rhythm. If it only sounds good loud, the structure may be too dependent on sheer volume. Once the loop is feeling good, turn it into a real arrangement idea. A simple 8-bar structure could be drums only for the first couple bars, then bring a filtered bass tease, then introduce the full bass line, then add variation and extra percussion, and finally create a little dropout or fill before the next section. You can automate auto-filter to slowly open up over time, mute the mid-pace in the intro, or add a short reverse cymbal or snare fill before the drop. If you want even more weight, try a few extra tricks. Add a tiny amount of noise to help the bass translate on smaller speakers. Resample the bass to audio once it's working, then chop it up and rearrange pieces. That's a very jungle-friendly workflow and a great way to discover new ideas. You can also use a parallel distortion bus, where you distort a copy of the bass lightly and blend it underneath the clean version for extra edge. Here's a simple practice challenge for you. Build a 2-bar DNB bass line and operator with about 6 to 8 total notes. Include at least 2 rests and 1 glide into another note. Then layer a mid-bass with wavy-table, sidechain both layers to the kick and make 1 variation in the second bar. Keep it heavy, sparse, and locked to the drums. If you can hear the notes clearly, feel the sub hitting hard without booming, and notice that the bass leaves space for the snare, you're on the right track. That's the sound of pressure, not just loudness. So to recap, start with a clean mono sub, write a simple but rhythmic phrase, use note length to shape the groove, add a mid-bass layer for translation, keep the low end centered and controlled, and make the bass work with the breakbeat instead of against it. That's your foundation for heavyweight low-end pressure in Ableton Live 12. Keep it simple, keep it intentional, and let the groove do the talking.